Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pete is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline. As I'm conducting this conversation with you, I'm wearing a shacket. Do you have any shackets? It's the shirt jacket combination. I like it. I think I need to buy more shackets.
Yeah, I just had one made. I had a few of them back in the day, and then I stopped wearing the shacket, and now I just had one made because I'm a beast, and I had to use my girl, Jay Hilburn, to a little shameless plug right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Any other plugs you want to offer up right now?
No,
can we go through a list of billing issues?
What does it look like? What color is your shacket?
It's blue, darker blues, some gray. It's a Johnny O. What are you saying on Johnny O? You have to like Johnny O, right?
Yeah, stuff doesn't fit me, though. Chad, nothing fits me. It's just it's a burden being 6'10". You know that. I mean,
well, that's true. I got to wear. Annoying. Yeah, is that?
It's a burden.
Yeah, you know. I mean, obviously, it's been a benefit to in you know your life, but just like day to day stuff. How annoying does that get?
Well, yeah. I mean, at some point, it's like any other thing that you're sort of. You have in your life, you just kind of get used to not being having options. You know, I mean, I've been this big since I've been 18 years old. So,
wait, this didn't just happen last year?
No, Mikhail always talked about, you know, sitting in math class when he was, because people always ask us, you know, how long we've been this tall or whatever. He'd say, I was sitting in math class in 10th grade, and all of a sudden my arms are shooting out of my shirt sleeves. You know, he would joke about it, but you know, hey, what's made it a lot easier though is being able to go online like that. Like that's the savior. Cause you just, shop anymore. I just have everything sent to my house. And if it fits, it fits. If it doesn't, I send it back. It's awesome.
What are you, Howard Hughes? You're just staying in your house. You're not interacting with people. you didn't answer my call. I was disappointed.
Chad, when I go to a store, and I got to go into a fitting room and I got to try stuff off and I get disappointed 9.5 times out of 10. At some point you just go, I'm not doing this. I'm going to have it sent to my house and I'll just try it there. It's comfortable. It's great. It's fun to do it. But isn't that what everybody's doing now? People don't go to stores anymore, do they?
Little bit. I'm kind of picky on how like the fabric feels and stuff. So if I find something, then I'll do it. Now, were you the type of person where you would go in the fitting room and if you didn't like it, would you leave in the fitting room or would you bring it back to somebody who's helping you? Would you bring it back? Because I'm seeing you just leaving it on the floor. That's what I'm seeing. You know, you're just leaving it right there and some of the rabble will pick it up. That's what I'm seeing.
No, I'm definitely... You know, I might even put it back on the hanger and hang it back up again.
Oh, and I'm not going to probably get
it back out. I am the person that's going to think about the person that's has to put this back on the rack. I'm going to probably put it back on the hanger the way I found it.
I didn't realize I was interviewing Mother Teresa here. I mean, thank you very much. That is why didn't you answer my call? I called you at 6:24. You weren't on the air yet. You've done 5 million of these stand-ups. Grady carries you anyway. Why didn't you answer my call last night?
I actually want to know something. I had just been standing there talking to John Hollinger and Joel Myers with the Hollinger writes for The Athletic, and then was with the Memphis Grizzlies. Joel. Hollinger's great. And Joel Myers has been around the league a long time. He's the play-by-play guy for the New Orleans Pelicans. Yep.
One of the greatest voices in broadcasting.
The King Cake Baby came and said hello to me in New Orleans.
Oh, I think I saw this video. Yeah, I saw it. Yeah, that thing looks creepy.
Katie Storm like knows that I'm that thing is creepy looking. It's creepy looking.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like the King Cake Baby. And she set it up with the King Cake Baby to come on the court right before we were doing our hits. So literally when you're calling me, I'm standing there talking to these guys and the King Cake Baby had just been there and there's a lot going on. It's on Twitter. It's kind of embarrassing because everybody's like saying the King Cake Baby is like we're separated at birth and all kinds of
stuff. Oh, that's nice. I mean, that's really nice. So let's talk about the game. Ant has another great game. So let's talk about him. So let's just be honest. So the first month of the season, he wasn't playing like this, you know, and to me, it looked like he wasn't in the greatest shape. I don't know if he was still trying to figure out how he fit when Kat and Gobert were both on the floor. But the last, I don't know, since maybe late November or early December, he has been phenomenal. Why do you think he has so taken off, where he has the most minutes, he's durable, he's scoring, he's handling the ball more. I think his on-ball defense is excellent. I think, you know, when he's chasing guys and still has to pay attention to the ball and his man, he's still got a little ways to go, but he's made just huge improvement. Why didn't it happen right away, and why has it kickstarted the last few months?
Well, I mean, Chet, he had 3 30-point games in the first 5 games of the season, but I don't disagree with you. I think he was a little bit out of shape, but he had 30 against Utah. He had 30 against OKC. He had 34 against San Antonio, the game that Minnesota won, the second game here in Minneapolis. But yeah, you know, I think it was just a weird, disjointed trying to fit all the pieces together, trying to incorporate Rudy, trying to incorporate Kyle Anderson, just trying to get all the guys that were added to the team. There was still, you know, the honeymoon from the previous season, but I think a lot of it was just trying to get the whole Rudy Cat Ant dynamic figured out. And I think that one of the reasons why he's flourished is because a lot of the complications that were within the offense that Minnesota still hasn't figured out, by the way. The Wolves have not figured out how Towns is going to be incorporated back in and what's going to happen once he is incorporated back in. But it's really freed him up. You know, it's kind of Ant's team now. And I think that the pecking order has been set and everybody kind of knows that Ant's is the you know, alpha right now. And then I think
does Cat know that?
I think it's pretty evident to see. I think that Cat obviously still looks at himself as being the veteran guy that's been here for 8 years. And that, you know, I think that Cat still views himself probably as, you know, probably above Ant, probably. I don't know for sure. I don't know what Cat is thinking right now. I haven't talked to him for a long time. So I think that it's pretty evident to see what Ant is, right? I mean, he is a transcendent player. I mean, and he's only 21 years old. And for him to become the youngest and the fastest to 500 threes made, it's not even really his thing. But he got to 500 in like 189 games or whatever, faster than Steph did, faster than Tyler Hero had the record. But, I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff that this guy is an attacker. You know, he's a rim attacker, and for him to have accumulated 500 threes in such a fast-paced time, Chad, is pretty amazing. And he's only 21 years old. So, I mean, you've seen a lot of players come here, Chad. Where does he rank on your record, on your list of transcendent players that this team has had? Is he up there with KG for you, or is he not there?
Not yet. But I just don't think he can be
KG at 21.
I think it's unfair to him.
At 21. KG at 21, though.
Yeah, if you look at it that way. Now, KG's really breakout year probably was his third year, too. You know, he had the rookie year. He has an amazing game against Houston where you weren't here yet, but you've seen that highlight over and over again. He plays more second year, but then the third year. They're just so different, right? Just because his offensive skills are amazing. There's just no denying that. You know, Kevin never could score like that. Kevin's passing was underrated. His orchestrating was so great. His defense, that was at the point where he was playing small forward. And that's the third year where I'm pretty sure that was the year where team plays in San Antonio one night, and he's alternating guarding David Robinson and Duncan. And then we go to Phoenix, and it's either the next game or it's the next night. And that's when I think KJ and Kidd were on that team, probably Nash too, but not playing much. And he's at the head of the zone, and he's guarding those guys. And I remember just walking away that day saying, this guy's unlike anybody I've seen, just his versatility. And there are nights when Edwards is doing those things offensively. And part of what I love about him, he's afraid of no one. I mean, it's not like there's one guy where he thinks, whoa, that's so-and-so. He'll go at LeBron. He'll go at all these guys and doesn't hesitate in any way.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's like with Andrew Wiggins, when the Wolves got Carl, Andrew, and Levine, I think you kind of felt like you were in a really good position. And then you kind of see Andrew, and Andrew really didn't like the limelight. And Ant is everything we wanted Andrew Wiggins to be, and then more, yeah. And then some.
Fair.
You know, and so that's the thing, like just being around Ant and how joyful he is all the time. And he's so easy to talk to, and he supports his teammates. And I feel like he works hard. He puts the work in. His player development coach, Chris Hines, does a great job with him. And, you know, they put the work in. Chris is great. I don't think he, you know, this is funny though, because these guys now they really shout out their player development coaches and Ant does it a lot. He does it with Chris Hines. And actually, he shouts out Finch a lot too. And that's one of the things that I really like about Ant is that, you know, and what I love about Finch too, by the way, is that like Finchy, he goes at these dudes, you know,
good.
I think that we've seen this chat over the years where coaches don't always do that. Head coaches don't always go at these dudes. Like Finch coaches these guys hard. And, like, I know there's a lot of shortcomings. This team makes a lot of mistakes. They foul a lot. They turn it over a lot. They don't always play disciplined. They sometimes don't show up for some of these sub-500 games. They've lost. I mean, the schedule's been so favorable here, and they've dropped these games. But I'm telling you, these coaches, they're showing them the video. They are going at these dudes. And what I love about Ant is that Finch coaches him hard, and he wants to be coached hard. Both things are true.
Let me jump in. I got 60 seconds left here. My friend Tika just texted me. She's listening to this while she's in Palm Springs. I mean, she's taunting us. I mean, she's absolutely taunting us, your wife. 3 years ago today, we're on a texting thread, and I forget who, but somebody said, send us a text, Kobe's dead. And I forgot about it, but I've got ESPN on right now, and they're showing NBA Today, and they're reminding me that was 3 years ago. You watched him. I watched him. Anybody who cares about the NBA watched him. If people miss Kobe Bryant, the player, what do they miss?
I think the closest thing to Michael Jordan. If, you know, Jordan, he probably was in some ways more skilled than Jordan. I think you missed like the closest thing to Jordan. I mean, that's the best way to explain it. The determination, the work ethic, the way that he played and brought it each and every night. In a day of load management, Chad, and, you know, that was made of, like, you've seen these videos now, and you've heard the stories about, you know, people traveling from, you know, all over the country to come to Cleveland to see the Golden State Warriors play, and they're load managing Steph, Clay, and Draymond. Right. And, you know, a video I saw on Twitter that, you know, this kid did traveled, you know, 3,000 miles or wherever to come see Jimmy Butler play down in Miami. And he found out Jimmy wasn't going to play, and he was so disappointed. Kobe played every night. These guys, I mean, like he was, he understood that, and he was great like that. Like he wanted to play every night, and he was great every night.
Great stuff, my man. Call your wife. She's having a lovely afternoon in Palm Springs. I wish I was there with her. I gotta be honest. All right, man. Be good. We'll talk soon.
Bye. All right,
Jim Peterson on the Home of the Wolves, WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.